Hey, this is Hannah Abbott, your host on the Echo and Encourage podcast. Today, I'm going to have my first solo episode and share with you five things Jesus came for. Of course, there's way more than five things that Jesus came for, but today we're going to dive into five things Jesus came for that have been highlighted to me recently. Number one, Jesus came to give women credibility. When he resurrected, he first appeared to women. In the first century Palestinian times, the misogynistic culture did not accept women's testimony. But Jesus did not accept the glaring misogyny of culture, and neither did God. God sent the angel Gabriel to first tell Mary that she would give birth to Jesus. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, 31 through 33, "Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." End quote. Number two, Jesus came to stand up for women when no one else would. The Bible tells a gripping story in John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he went to the temple again, and all the people were coming to him. He sat down and began to teach them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, making her stand in the center. "Teacher," they said to him, "this woman was caught in the act of committing adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They asked this to trap him, in order that they might have evidence to accuse him. Jesus stooped down and started writing on the ground with his finger. When they persisted in questioning him, he stood up and said to them, "The one without sin among you should be the first to throw a stone at her." Then he stooped down again and continued writing on the ground. When they heard this, they left one by one, starting with the older men. Only he was left, with the woman in the center. When Jesus stood up, he said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, Lord," she answered. "Neither do I condemn you," said Jesus. "Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." End quote. When people plot to trap you or ensnare you, Jesus is ready to free you, advocate for you, and silence your abusers. This brings me to number three. This is a hot topic. Jesus came to call abuse what it is. Jesus denounced religious hypocrites in the book of Matthew, chapter 23. Creative wording Jesus used on abusers, people who look righteous on the outside, however, they are wicked on the inside, was when he called them son of snakes, brood of vipers. This reminds me of Genesis chapter 3:15, back in the beginning book of the Bible, when God said, "I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his heel," end quote. The original abuser, still full of pride, wants to be his own God. The first narcissist, Satan, also known as the serpent, is done. God always comes through with his promises. The serpent's head will be crushed. Jesus is not afraid to call out abusive behavior or abusers. Emotional, verbal, physical, psychological, financial, sexual, and any and all forms of abuse and abusers belong to a brood of vipers. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces," end quote. The beautiful thing is that Jesus gives you permission to dust your sandals and leave abuse. Your mental, emotional, physical, all of your health is too precious. When you understand, accept, and cherish your value like Jesus does, you will not throw your precious pearls to swine. Number four. Jesus wants you to enter into the spiritual discipline of celebration. Remember his first miracle? John chapter 2 tells the story of Jesus at a wedding with his mother and disciples at Cana in Galilee. Read this story for yourself with your favorite drink and give a toast to Jesus for turning water to wine. The master of the banquet called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." That is one of my all-time treasured Bible verses. Jesus shows up to a celebration, brings more beauty and cause for celebration, and he always saves the best for last. He's preparing a place for you in heaven, and I can't wait till at last we are all together with him, luxuriating and living in wonder of his majestic personality and love. Start celebrating life this side of heaven and enter into the spiritual discipline of celebration. Number 5, Jesus wants to honor you and have a relationship with you. The relationship he seeks is one that outdoes any sunrise or sunset he paints for you. He wants a relationship with you that sparkles more than the jewels he's placing on your crown in heaven. He wants a relationship with you that has a rhythm more majestic than a choir of holy angels serenading him at his throne. He wants a relationship with you that is more vibrant than a double rainbow caressing the ocean and mountains on Oahu. He wants a relationship with you more ravishing than the garden of food he's grown for you. He wants a relationship with you so much that he sends holy angel armies before and around you to slay demons, and he has given you authority to cast out demons in Jesus' holy name. He wants a relationship with you that is honest, delightful, celebratory, authentic, priceless, and majestic. And there's even so much more that Jesus came for than this. Which one of these 5 resonated with you the most? If you would like to support the ministry at Echo and Encourage, consider leaving a 5-star review or share an episode with a friend. We'd love to connect with you at my website, www.hannahelyseabbott.com. There you can leave a love offering to support the podcast or hear from incredible guests and download free resources. Thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to connecting and seeing you again next time.